And this is 90.3 KEDM Public Radio. I'm Corey Crow. Legislative meters meeting today to discuss the possibility of a special session. It's attempting to entice property insurance companies to Louisiana. But one lawmaker has a lot of questions.
Will this be a solution, or is this just a Band-Aid? And, you know, it's just a lot of questions.
Jonesboro Representative Jack McFarland questions why Insurance Commissioner Jim Donilon says it'll take $45 million to incentivize more insurance companies to write policies in Louisiana. And will it help residents in North and Central Louisiana who didn't have any hurricane damage?
I just think that if we're going to do this, we best be prepared for a healthy conversation about the direction of what we're going with this insurance cost in Louisiana.
I'm Brooke Thorington.
The Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fisheries has discovered five additional suspected cases of chronic wasting disease in deer in Tensaw Parish. Here's Case Kishnick with the story.
Five new cases of CWD in Tensaw Parish brings the total to seven found since January of last year. State wildlife biologist Jim LaCour says
chronic wasting disease has never been shown to be contagious to humans.
Deer found to be positive are not recommended for human consumption, and coolers will be placed around the CWD control area to submit the heads and necks of deers for testing.
Anyone that wishes to have their deer tested for chronic wasting disease can contact our regional wildlife and fisheries offices.
The current control area includes all of Tensaw Parish and parts of Madison and Franklin parishes. I'm Case Kishnick.
Xavier University is partnering with Ochsner Health in creating a new college of medicine. University President Reynolds Verrett says that the partnership will help create a strong physician pipeline to address inequities in healthcare.
The needs for physicians of color is great. African Americans alone are still only 5% of American physicians in the U.S.
He says Xavier, the only historically black and Catholic university in the country, is grounded in the premise of social justice.
Xavier is uniquely poised to contribute to really improving and strengthening medical education and the formation of talent to serve this country.
This isn't the first partnership between the two institutions. In the 1980s, Ochsner offered clinical training spots for Xavier pharmacy students. Verrett says together they can increase the number of black physicians and better serve the healthcare needs of marginalized populations.
Together with this historic agreement, Xavier and Ochsner have heeded the call to advance the health of this state, the nation, and the world.
LSU's men's basketball team was blown out by number 4 Alabama over the weekend in a 106-66 loss to the Crimson Tide. The Tigers kept up for the first 7 minutes before Alabama jumped out on a 10-0 run to win 106-66.